Questi no, manca di Francia, per voi si sbilancia. Sei sordo, sei lì, quest'uomo chi è?
Luigi Filippo, mi chiede a mio re.
Sta Luigi Filippo ai nostri piedi.
Or vi dirò, quest'oro, o meglio argento, alla sua brava storia,
al cammino, tanto freddo soffetto,
un inglese, un signor, lordo, milord, chi sia, vuole il musicista,
e parliamo
io volo,
esca dov'è?
E mi presento, ma c'è tali domando, a quando le lezioni. Mi presento, ma c'è tali domando, a quando le lezioni, risponde in che minciam. Parare è un papagallo, ma dite al primo pian, poi su giunge voi suonare finché quello morire.
Ed così suonare
tutti, allora sai l'incanto di mia presenza bella, di mia presenza bella, affascinai l'ancella.
Un'idea
incostituzionale.
Gli provinai per sempre, glorito allargo l'ali, glorito allargo l'ali, glorito il becco aprì. Un poco di prezzemolo da Socrate morì, che il diavolo vi porti tutti quanti. Error che fate? No, queste cimarie sono la salmeria per i futuri tenebrosi e oscuri. Pranzare in casa il dì della vigilia, mentre il quartier latino e le sue vie addobba di salsicelle cornie. Quando non le di frittelle, imbalsama le vecchie strade, ma le ragazze cantano contente,
la vigilia di Natale,
alpere con un anno studente. Un po' di religione, o miei signori, si beva in casa, ma si pranzi fuori.
Bravo, that's great. If you're just joining us, we are live in the WRTI Performance Studio. We are also streaming video. You go to our website, click on the story about La Boheme, and it will take you right to the YouTube link if you'd like to watch it. So, gentlemen, that was great. You know, it reminds me that this is a story about young people, and even though you're in kind of dire circumstances, everyone, it's really a community, and you're having fun together, and you support each other. Thanks so much. Well, that was the first number. And Troy, who is playing Marcello, tell us what happens next, because we're going to jump ahead to the scene when they all go out to dinner. But what happens back at the studio?
Well, we decide that we are going to have a little to drink at home, but then we're going to go out to eat. So we go to our favorite restaurant when we have money, Momuse, and there we meet my girlfriend. In the meantime, though, while we are on our way, Rodolfo has met the seamstress, Mimi. She has, her candle has gone out, so she stops by on the way to meet this young, strapping lad that I think she has had her eye on for a time. And they meet, and it's love at first sight. And Rodolfo invites Mimi along for our evening out at Momuse. My on-again, off-again girlfriend is there, Musetta, and I think we're going to hear a little bit from her next.
Great. Musetta. Hello. So tell us what Musetta is thinking right now as she comes into the cafe and sees all her friends.
Yeah, so Musetta enters Café Momus with her benefactor of the moment in tow, Alcindoro. He is an older, richer gentleman who's been footing her bills recently. And she sees Marcello and her friends. And, you know, they're currently off again, her and Marcello. But she decides, you know, I think it's about time that we're on again. And, you know, she's getting jealous and doesn't understand why he's not looking at her. And she gets really worked up and decides, you know what? Screw this. I'm the one who should be in power. And I'm going to see if I still have enough power over him to make him fall in love with me again. And then I sing the famous Musetta's Waltz in an attempt to seduce my man.
Great. Beautiful. I think it probably worked, making him jealous.
You'll have to come to the Academy of Music and find out.
Great. Well, now we will meet the other soprano, Mimi. Now, we know that you have met Rodolfo and fallen in love.
Yes.
And we are now jumping to Act 3.
Act 3, yes. It's quite a departure from Act 2. Some time has passed, and it's been a long night because Mimi and Rodolfo have been fighting, and she goes out to find Marcello to see if he can mediate the situation. And she overhears a conversation between the two of them, and Rodolfo is devastated because he says, Mimi is dying and I can't help her. I can't provide for her. And she overhears, and it's kind of the first time that she realizes, wow, I can't hide this anymore. I'm dying. And so she makes the ultimate sacrifice and says goodbye to Rodolfo and their relationship. And this is her aria that she sings, Addio senza rancor, goodbye with no hard feelings.
Oh.
Ah, so moving. If you're just joining us, we're live in the WRTI Performance Studio with the cast of Opera Philadelphia's production of La Bohème, and they are taking us through the opera with highlights from every act. Come on up, Troy and Marcello and Rudolfo. So we've been hearing the story told through Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. This production is unique because it uses projections of great art from the Barnes Foundation and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. And these projections are going on behind you, I guess. You play the painter. How does this influence your performance?
Well, I have to say, in all the productions that I've done of Marcello, he's never been a better painter than in this production because he is painting the great works of art of Van Gogh and Renoir that live here in Philadelphia that you can actually go to a museum and see. And throughout this production, the artwork is reflected sometimes on Marcello's easel, sometimes on the wall of our home, that help sort of emphasize the story. Like in the duet we're about to sing, we're singing about missing our girlfriends. And what you'll see on the walls of the garret and on my easel are images of the great painters of the women to kind of represent who we are thinking of. It's kind of our inner monologue visually that you can see as our duet goes on.
And it's interesting, we were talking earlier about how since this is all going on behind you, you don't always... or you would initially weren't even aware of how this was being perceived by the audience.
Well, when you're first putting a production together, you talk with the director about what's supposed to happen. You get into the technical rehearsals, and you're busy watching the conductor, being sure that you're with the orchestra, and not paying attention to what's happening on the walls. So it wasn't until I saw the recorded video that was broadcast on Independence Mall in 2012 that I got to see actually what was going on. So to be a participant and a spectator at the same time was really exciting.
That's cool. So this next scene, describe again for us, please.
Yes, so we are both missing our loved ones. I'm missing my girlfriend Musetta because we broke up at the end of Act 3. I hope I'm not giving too much away. And then my buddy Rodolfo is missing his Mimi as well.
Oh, Mimi, pingere mi piaccio celio terreo invernio primavere. E limite accia due pupille nere e una esce di musetta il viso ancora.
Wonderful. You know, one of the things that is so moving about this whole story is, as we said before, not just the individual characters and what they're going through, but the relationships they have and the bonds that they have. Why doesn't everyone come up? Because as our last piece of music will illustrate some of these bonds. And I guess this story is timeless. If people haven't seen La Boheme, they may have seen the Broadway musical Rent, which was basically the same story in the modern times. So this last piece is the philosopher, Colline.
Yeah.
And what is he doing?
He's going to sell his coat for getting some money for Mimi, but he's a little bit sad to say farewell to his coat. Actually, I think this moment is sad for Mimi too because she's dying.
Right. So why doesn't everyone go around? Because this is what's happening now in the story is that everyone is pulling together and each person is contributing in his or her own way.
For my character, Chouinard, I think he's so devastated and shaken up by seeing Mimi die that he really wants to help, but doesn't quite know what to do, so he feels useless. So I think his act of kindness is just giving them their alone time so that they can enjoy their final moments together, because that's all he can do.
Initially, Musetta is the one who brings Mimi to the garret. She finds her on the streets, and Mimi asks, she says, "I know I'm dying, and I want to be with him. I want to be with Rodolfo." So I bring her there, and then together, she has one dying wish. The whole opera, she sings about how she has cold hands and all she wants is for them to be warm again if she only had a manicotto, a muff, and her so that her hands could be warm again. So I take off my earrings and hand them to Marcello, and we decide to sell them to get her dying wish of a manicotto and some cordial.
Yeah, so Marcello goes with Musetta to make sure that Mimi's dying wish is fulfilled. And we do that all to make sure that our friend Rodolfo can be with her in her last moments.
Wow. Okay, so the last musical piece we'll hear is by Colline.
Hey!
ti m'ha senti, io resto al pianto, scendere il sacro monte ortevi. Le mie grazie ricevi, ma in alcor vasti logoro dolso ai ricchi e ai potenti passar nelle due tasche come in antri tranquilli. Filosofi e poeti, ora che i giorni lieti fuggir, ti dico addio, fedele amico mio, addio, addio.
Bravo. That was beautiful. Thank you all. We have been in the WRTI Performance Studio with the cast of Opera Philadelphia's production of La Bohème. They've been giving us highlights, taking us through the story, really whetting our appetites for the full opera, which takes place five times, starting Friday, April 26th, through Sunday, May 5th. You can go to our website to find out more information about the schedule and tickets. But thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to give us this really wonderfully moving preview. And thanks also to our pianist. It's been great to have you.